I'm Charles Blue with the Association for Psychological Science.
My name is Rebecca Krause, and I am a PhD candidate at Northwestern University.
So your research reveals that people can find fictional villains strangely likable. Why is that?
We find in our research that people like fictional villains who are similar to themselves. This is really interesting, or at least it was to us when we found it, because we know from a lot of prior research that generally when someone seems bad or has undesirable kinds of qualities, we really avoid them, and particularly we avoid them if they seem similar to ourselves. And so we were really interested that when it comes to fictional characters, this is kind of the opposite of what happens. People are really excited and drawn to villains that are similar to them.
So if I come across someone in the newspaper who's done something terrible, but I start reading, we had similar experiences in our background, I would find that person particularly distasteful because of those similarities?
That's exactly right. People have a really strong desire to feel like they're good. I think it's very important to people to think, you know, I'm a good person. Once you encounter someone who is a bad person and seems like you, it's really uncomfortable because people have to contend with this idea that someone who's like me has the capability of doing terrible things. So we'd rather just avoid them generally outside the context of fiction is what is found before.
And your research just totally flips that around when we're talking about people in fictional settings.
We originally going in wondered if that would still be the case in fiction. That is, that even in fiction, people would be uncomfortable with villains being similar to them. They would only want the good guy to be similar to them. What we actually find is that because they're in fiction, people feel like it's okay to have these similarities that would otherwise be uncomfortable. And it's because people understand that fiction is its own kind of world. So they feel licensed, or it feels okay to just say, maybe this would be uncomfortable in real life, but given that it's a fictional character, I don't have to engage with the idea that, you know, this might mean something about me. I can just accept that it's kind of cool that they're similar to me, and it doesn't actually say anything about me in real life that I'm similar to, you know, this evil person in a fictional context.
But does your research say anything about the actual behaviors that are attributed to these evil archetypes? Or is it not really dependent on what they're doing? It's just that they have likable characteristics beyond it.
What we find, and we find this both in company data from a company called Character that we partnered with, and in our own experiments, is that people are drawn to villains that are similar to them, regardless of the trait that is similar. So what I mean is, we find that people who share positive things with a villain find themselves drawn to them, but they also are more drawn to villains when they share negative traits with them. So for example, in the company data that we have, we find that fans of villains tend to have more what you would think of as villainous traits. So they're more likely to report themselves as selfish or manipulative or those kinds of things.
Is there a difference in the characteristics of the villain? So we have some who have these nice story arcs where we sympathize at the beginning and maybe there's redemption at the end, such as Vader. Or then you look at, in the Harry Potter universe, Voldemort really has few, if any, redeeming qualities. The characteristics of the villain don't really matter in this case.
That's a really interesting question of whether the specific characteristics of the villain matter for whether people are comfortable feeling associated with them. We can't really answer that just based on the study that we have published now, because we don't describe that many different kinds of villains. However, I think that would be a really interesting future question to ask. And I think that it would absolutely matter for whether you like the character in general. So maybe people like someone who's more kind of well-developed and more interesting, and that they have a more interesting backstory and that kind of thing. They might like them more. But our research would just say that being similar to any of those characters is more interesting and more attractive than not being similar to those characters.
I will just say, I sincerely doubt anyone has ever been attracted to the character of Umbridge. So there's
oh, no. That is a really good point, actually, because I've actually thought of that particular character, and I think nobody ever would want to be Umbridge. And I actually kind of, it's so funny today, because I have actually thought about future research on this topic. Like, what is this character that is like, absolutely not, I hate it, I will never read that book if you tell me I'm similar to her. If you have any thoughts, I'm very interested, because I'm trying to figure out what this is. I think she's, one of my thoughts is maybe she's too real in terms of like a real bureaucrat.
What did we learn from your research that we didn't know before?
I think what readers would learn from our research that they didn't know before is that people are really drawn to villains that they can feel similar to. I think this is different from what we've known before in that tons of previous research has said people just really don't like feeling similar to people they see as bad. And I also think it's interesting from the perspective of companies like the company we've partnered with, or even just people, just consumers, people who want to watch or read or that kind of thing, and they're thinking about what stories they might be interested in. This suggests that it may be more interesting to engage with a story where you find the villain who's similar to you.